I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Vice President Mike Pence speaks at the Republican National Convention tonight. Last night, First Lady Melania Trump broke with other speakers and acknowledged the racial strife in the country as well as deaths from the coronavirus.
I want to acknowledge the fact that since March, our lives have changed drastically. The invisible enemy, COVID-19, swept across our beautiful country and impacted all of us. My deepest sympathy goes out to everyone who has lost a loved one, and my prayers are with those who are ill or suffering.
Joining us now is NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith. Tam, the First Lady spoke from the White House Rose Garden, which is unusual, and President Trump staged a naturalization ceremony in the White House last night for this convention. He also gave a surprise pardon to a convicted bank robber who's turned his life around. Tell us about the unprecedented use of the White House and presidential power in a very political convention.
Yeah, there is a complete and total blurring of the official and the political. You had the White House, at the White House, the president conducting this naturalization ceremony yesterday, as we understand it, during the day. Then the White House posted the video to the White House YouTube page. That video was then picked up and aired as part of the RNC convention. It is unusual. It is unheard of. There is a law called the Hatch Act that is meant to prevent the blurring of these lines and prevent public officials from doing electoral politics on government time and using government resources. The White House is trying to skirt around these rules. And we should just say that President Trump and his staff have been accused of violating the Hatch Act many times before during his administration, and they've largely just brushed it off.
Well, and on that note, by the way, there was another speech last night that's raising some red flags. Democrats in Congress say they will investigate Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for giving a political speech to the convention from an official diplomatic mission overseas. Listen.
I'm speaking to you from beautiful Jerusalem, looking out over the old city. I have a big job as Susan's husband and Nick's dad. Susan and Nick are more safe and their freedoms more secure because President Trump has put his America First vision into action. It may not have made him popular in every foreign capital, but it's worked.
Tamara, secretaries of state don't speak at political conventions typically, do they?
They purposely avoid it. They sometimes go to other parts of the world to be nowhere near the convention. Of course, Secretary of State Pompeo was in Jerusalem, and the State Department has said that no official resources were used for that video. And as you heard there, he said, "My job is to be Susan's husband and Nick's dad." Wink, wink, nod, nod. As if to say, no, I'm not here as the Secretary of State. I'm just here as a guy. This is just yet another example of the blurring of these lines. And, you know, there's a reason why secretaries of state have avoided this, which is that, you know, politics is supposed to stop at the water's edge. The State Department frequently tells other countries that they shouldn't have this sort of use of the apparatus of government for politics, and yet here it was happening.
What does Mike Pence, the vice president, have to do tonight? He, of course, has led the coronavirus task force, and more than 178,000 Americans have died from the disease so far.
Yeah, and he'll be speaking from Fort McHenry in Baltimore, which is the site of the battle that inspired Francis Scott Key to write the Star Spangled Banner. He is the vice president, and people generally know him. The thought is that he may try to show a little more teeth or a little more criticism of former Vice President Biden and his running mate. We will see what that speech actually contains. Mike Pence is not traditionally known as the attack dog of the administration. Traditionally, President Trump has just taken that on his own, right, with relish.
Well, and we'll probably hear from President Trump again, as we have the last couple of nights. Tamara Keith, NPR White House.
It will be a surprise.
That's right. It will be a surprise. Tamara, thank you.
You're welcome.